Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wake up!
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, through the guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929 and tell us who you think needs that wake-up call. I'm going to give it to Bo for, I don't know what that was, dancing.
Is Victory Wednesday.
I thought you were going into a medical
Victory
emergency.
Wednesday.
I could not decipher what you were doing.
His dancing move is called climbing the ladder. It's this one right here. It's called climbing the ladder.
You can take that multitude of ways.
I think we also need to open up the old Twitter or the X. If anybody wants to tweet any wake-up calls at us at the X, it's at morningshift929. Larry, our guy Larry, wanted to weigh in on the transfer portal word, and he said it's evolving. I kind of agree with that. I think it's not a bad or a good thing. It's just a moving target. So that's a good one. Also, our guy Tommy Sprague says, I'd rather get bit by the bug in April than August, and that's a great point.
He ain't wrong either. He's a shifty.
Let's go to the lines. We got Squid Billion
right
in Dallas. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir.
I didn't get a chance to call in and ask. Mike, you said your parents got some food from that Italian spot, right? How'd that go?
Yeah, the manicotti, dude. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal manicotti.
Glad to know my recommendations at home. But I also have to say that Squid Nation is of one mind. A thesaurus is a creative person's best friend. And that's why we're going to win that helmet design contest.
Yeah,
you cannot eloquently loquacious without a thesaurus.
That a boy. Big word.
I love it, man. Nice.
Boy, Squid Billion bringing it. There we go.
Oh, man.
Back to the lines we go. Let's go to Justin in Woodstock, who, according to this message from Dylan, says he is one of Mike and Bo's buddies.
He's also the winner of the racing league.
Domer!
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
What's up, buddy? Congrats on the win last night, man.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, appreciate that. The 68 MRN Ford was feeling real fast all day, and shout out to the pit crew for a good pit stop late in the race and made the difference for us.
Yeah, Domer, yours didn't give you a black flag like some people.
You know, we started this show by Bo saying I left him out to dry last night. I was about to climb across this table.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I think I need to I don't know what word loquacious is, but I'd be willing to bet that Bo's never used that in his life. First and foremost, and second of all, I think I need to publicly renounce my membership to the Mafia. I don't think I've done that publicly yet. So as a founding member of the Mafia, want to make sure I represent.
Yes, you are the longest running member of the Mafia. There's no doubt.
That membership's going on 27 years. Me and my guy Dome right there. Nice work.
Yeah, I've got my tenure locked in for sure.
They send Dome the metal card now, not the plastic one, the metal one. You've been there so long.
Oh man, take that victory lap today, Dome. Take that victory lap.
I sure will. We'll get back at it next week, and it's a long season, but it felt good to get in a victory line.
Yeah, that a boy.
Dome played it. Look, he hung in there. He had a clean pit stop, and then that restart happened. He didn't spin the tires. He took advantage of it. He earned that victory last night.
Back to the lines. We got Cameron in Kennesaw. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's up, Cam?
Shouts out to the Mafia.
Yeah!
My Mafia.
Easy. You're hurting people's ears, that yelling.
The momentum is building, my friend. It's building.
You had a bad week last week, so it's good to see you guys bounce back.
Thank you, Cam. Good to have you. Thanks for calling.
Good to talk to y'all. I'm ready for the whole mock draft talk to be over as well.
Yeah.
But with our Falcons, you know, certain teams like the Steelers and the Ravens, they always go defense.
Yeah.
Anytime we go defense, we normally miss with that first round pick. We don't even get them to like a second contract, or they don't complete the second contract with us. So I definitely feel we should go receiver if one is available. And if there isn't, if Rome or Neighbors isn't available, I say we hopefully trade back and make Mike happy and get Terry and Arnold.
Yeah. It was. Hey, I ain't opposed to it, especially if we can trade back, man. So I'm good with that. I am starting to lean away from the edge. Maybe I've talked myself out of it, dude. Maybe that's possible. And we talked about how mock drafts, it seems like we've been doing them for 8 months now. But maybe I've talked myself out of it. I think he's right, though, dude. We don't seem to hit on him all the time.
Well, I mean, we've hit at times. I think lately it seems that way. Keanu Neal got a second contract here, I think. Didn't he? I think he did. And then he got hurt.
I think he went.
But, you know, you've hit on some guys, but it has been missing lately.
Trufant would have been a guy that
second contract.
Was a good dude. Yeah.
Rocky got a second contract. I think he was second. And True was a good player. I don't know what – anybody. The whole Trufant hate crowd, they missed me completely because he was a good player here. He was also a player, though, that never played behind a good pass rush, and he was still a good player.
That's a good call.
Good morning to Nick in the car. Good morning. Thanks for listening
Nick?
To us.
Hello. Good morning, team. How y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Well, just to let y'all know, new listener started off at the beginning of this year. Definitely a member of Mike's Mafia.
Let's go.
Mike Mafia.
Hey, baby. Hey, you have a seat before I put you in that seat.
I do have a wake-up call. It's for the Atlanta Braves. You know, our rotation suffering, Strider's gone. The bullpen, they stepped up, played well. But why are we not even interested in the thought of bringing in Trevor Bauer? He's a guaranteed lock, guaranteed ace. He said he'll play for the league minimum. He's a free man. He didn't do what it was claimed to be done. It's time that somebody makes a phone call to that man.
Yeah. I don't think you're wrong, and we talked about this, Nick, with Dave O'Brien last week, and I think he laid it out pretty well. Dave O'Brien says there's zero chance, and it's – I think we have to remove ourselves from the situation and understand that there's 30 Major League Baseball teams, like Dave O'Brien said, and there's nobody else going out to do this. When you have an ace-caliber pitcher that's willing to play for the minimum and nobody in Major League Baseball is willing to sign him, you have to become resigned to the fact that maybe there's something we don't know.
There's reports of multiple other cases out there, accusations. But also, Mike, look, we don't have to go any further to know that the Braves are a clubhouse first team.
They are.
And Trevor Bauer is a clubhouse last guy.
Culture.
He is not, and you can say it doesn't matter all you want, blah, 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 but you were all up in arms when you thought Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr. weren't getting along, and you cared about the clubhouse then. You cared about the clubhouse when you signed Josh Donaldson, and then you're like, oh no, but then he played well. Bauer is a guy who wears thin, and I can tell you he's not Brian Snitker's cup of tea. Any guy that wants to throw the baseball over the center field wall because he's not playing well isn't going to get very far with Brian Snitker. And
don't even mention Trevor Bauer. I don't want to talk about Trevor Bauer.
But why, Dave?
I love it.
But look, there is some truth to why other teams aren't signing him, because the Braves are not the even to his point about the rotation struggling. They're not near as bad as a lot of these rotations, and if any of these teams could stay in contention through most of the year by just having a guy like Bauer on their roster, which he would help some teams do, they would do it for that small price. But they're not willing to do it, and that says something.
Well, I also want to point out the fact that this is not the end of the story, right? We have plenty of time. They have plenty of time. You won 104 games last year. That's fine, but you have plenty of time till your back's against the wall, and you have to make. You don't have to do it in April. There's going to be people that are willing to sell in June and July that aren't willing to sell in April, right? So don't become resigned to the fact that the Braves are just sitting on their hands, not making a move. You have other people in the farm system, in the rotation, everything else that you can lean on to try to make those strides. And if they don't, approach it at the trade deadline and kind of see where you're at, man. Just be comfortable right now.
Appreciate all the calls this morning. And as Mike mentioned earlier, you can tweet at us at The Morning Shift on X to weigh in and maybe give us your wake-up call. On the other side of this, bad news for the Braves, but they still got the win, right? We'll discuss next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with The Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Two down, bases empty. Payoff pitch. In the air to left. McCormick going back. Still going. Is it gone? Yes! A solo homer for Orlando Ars. See you later. And it's 1-0 Atlanta.
That was the voice of Brandon Godden. This from Valley Sports as the Braves go on to beat the Astros 6-2. And that was Orlando Arcia solo shot. Which is the call you
just heard.
Was that a home run to y'all?
Yeah. It hit the top of that yellow padding, and then it bounced into the other caddy corner section of that. Yeah, it's a weird look. That's what you get for building a stupid stadium like that.
Oh, dude, remember when they had the hill?
Yeah,
the hill. I love the hill.
Why do you need? Why does it have to be where there's like a sharp edge of the wall and it's big?
This makes it unique, man.
It's stupid.
Baseball's dimension are more golf course than they are any other sport. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's all unique.
Well, yeah, because
I love that about
baseball. you can have a.
Is that fair though?
Well, it's fair because you get to go play them in the same stadium they're playing you in.
Yeah, it's fair.
Now they can build their team around it, just like football teams can say we're a dome stadium team. We're gonna build it for we're gonna build a turf team. Now you do get the penalty when you go play, a cold weather game in the later, You get the penalty if you built a team that's used to pulling the ball down a short porch.
I was going to say, or how about this one? When Bryce Elder's on the mound, you know he's going to be pitching to ground balls. You forget to cut the grass that day if you're the if you're the grounds crew. You're like, we forgot to cut the infield.
It's not the gamesmanship that bothers me. It's the stupid design that bothers me. I think the design is stupid.
Oh, man.
You got punished by a stupid design last night. So, yeah, it's a home run to me.
I hate to point this out, but they've had somewhat of a dynasty in that stadium since it was called, what was it, Enron? When that went down.
They have two,
that went up in flames.
They have two World Series, and one of them is disputed because they were cheaters. So, yeah, they have one.
They were just using
the technology that was at their fingertips, like you had the source.
It's different.
Yeah.
How?
Because it's legal in my sport. It's not in theirs.
You did win. Maybe I should revoke that victory, Tiff.
But here's the deal. I have you on the audio saying when I ask you about the sheet, you go, just use your laptop.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I was allowed to do it. They were specifically told not to use video in the middle of games to bang on trash cans. Yeah.
Boom, boom.
It's not like
I almost forgot about Enron Field when that was being built. That's crazy how that went up in flames, didn't it? Jeez.
That's right.
That was going to make
a
really bad transition.
Like when they shredded it.
But I stopped
all the paper
myself.
Documents.
It's going to be a transition into injuries, but that's not a good way to go. So, unfortunately, in that win yesterday, not all good news for the Braves. They announced the second baseman, Ozzie Albies, was placed on the 10-day injured list with a broken right toe. So infielder David Fletcher has had his contract selected from AAA Gwinnett to take Albies' place on the roster.
Yeah.
Oh, you've had experience in this, not as a professional athlete, but please, since you had your white coat on today and you were talking to us about neck injuries and then about toe injuries, would you please enlighten us on the recovery process?
All
when
I
you break
explained
your big toe?
To you was what neck fusion was. Look, when I broke my big right
do
toe,
it, what were you? What did you do?
We had a makeshift soccer goal, and we were doing PK shootouts in my buddy's living room. And,
definitely not playing second base for a MLB team.
Yeah, well, he wasn't either. He was hitting. He was batting. Yeah. Why don't you go back shopping for... I broke it. And when I broke my big right toe, the doctor was like, all right, well, it hurts. I go, yeah. He goes, you can walk? And I go, yeah. He goes, all right, well.
But you said it was about a month.
I think it was about a month, yeah.
Maybe a regular person.
Yeah, but a super freak, tough guy athlete like Ozzie. I mean, he might be back. He might be back next week.
No, it was funny because the telecast starts last night on Bally's, and I'm listening to Brendan Gaudin, and I know that they're probably going to start with the news of Ozzie, so I'm kind of glued into it. And then we're getting to the point where we're about to start racing last night, and I was like, I want to hear this because I want to hear the synopsis and everything. And everybody saw him get hit in the foot, and Gaudin just kind of says at the beginning of the telecast, there's no timeline. Like, we haven't been given a timeline about this. I'm not sure what to expect. I'm sure that, you know, it will start coming out. But I think the big toe, I was genuinely curious because you said you had had this injury before. Yours is obviously a different situation. So I was genuinely curious, like, how long it took you to feel back to normal. I did mention that it's, you know, it's one of those things where he obviously is a switch hitter. So take it for what it is about being the back foot or the trail foot or the one stepping forward. But he's going to need that toe in certain situations in baseball, and I just want to make sure that he is 100% healthy before he rushes back because they need a healthy Ozzie down the stretch.
Your big toe is a critical component of your foot, of your balance.
What was the term they used on the tweet yesterday? It wasn't big toe. It was primary toe or something like that.
It probably is. But it really is when it comes to your balance and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Great toe is what Dylan said.
Great toe? Is that
something like that.
I mean, I recovered, so.
Did you hit 300
but I'm asking is, no? Yes. I did
score one goal at one point, and I was a defender.
It wasn't even me trying to take a shot at you, but it was just, okay, you are not playing baseball. You're not asked to plant your foot or do whatever to hit or play second base. So I was just getting an idea just for you being –
as a public speaker, I'm sure that you've learned that it's not the words, but it's the tone.
So it's the tone.
I mean, I've never given a keynote, but I do know that my tone means a lot, and despite the words.
So I'm sorry, my tone.
I mean, unless
not.
You're using the F word, and then it just sounds, you know, it's emphatic no matter what.
Listen, I apologize for my
good.
Tone.
The F word's good in any situation.
Can you say the F word without giving some oomph behind it?
No, that's what it was. That's what it was invented for.
You can.
That's what it was invented for.
No, you can do it if you're hurt. Like, if someone really hurts your feelings, maybe you're, I don't know, emotional.
Then you really lash out with the emphatic.
No, there's two different ways.
Ozzy let out an F word when he got hit in the toe?
Yeah, but probably in Spanish.
Hey.
Because then nobody can hear it.
We're talking about injuries, but you're so good.
What's the F word in Spanish?
I don't think there. I think it's all universal.
No, it's not.
I don't.
It's not
I
as
don't
different.
Know.
I've been.
I
was taught when That's I funny, I was though. Taught back in the day what they were, but I have since forgotten those.
So now you
are just not going to say them because it's still an SEC violation.
He is a wordsmith.
He's a multilingual.
He's a doctor.
And I'm also
wearing a lot of different.
The star
today.
Of this show. Let's hit my segment.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That hurt. I think it just broke my
Speaking of broken bones.
My finger.
By hitting the desk trying to pump yourself up.
Well,
I got to
get, you know what? That's because I'm alive, Tiffany. And so is, you know what? Don't interrupt my transition. I'm alive.
Sensitive.
And so is a TV reporter and her dog in San Francisco because of Brock freaking Purdy. All right? He may be a system quarterback, Cam. He may be the 200 Mr. Irrelevant or whatever the pick number is. But
just
what
get,
he is,
get to it.
Let me finish. Just pipe down. He is a lifesaver. So he was doing a commercial shoot, Tiffany. Sorry, something you're familiar with because you're in TV, with John Deere and some of the offensive linemen. And there was a TV reporter in the area who was walking her little dog. And Purdy noticed that she was walking, and he noticed a creature approaching her and her dog. And he yells, "Coyote! You got a coyote near you!" A coyote, that's right, a coyote.
Is this real?
It's real.
How did I not hear about
it? He went on Pat McAfee yesterday, and he tells the story that it was a coyote. But when he screamed coyote, it scared the coyote away. And the woman went on and did a news segment. The anchor went on and did a news segment. She's news anchor, did a news segment. And she talked about it. Now, they misspelled his name. They called him Prudy. In the thing,
stop.
But
no, stop it.
Yeah, but because of Brock Purdy's knowledge of what a coyote is and his willingness to scream out those words, he saved a news anchor and her dog's life.
He's willing to put himself in harm's way.
No, now, he was probably on the tractor yelling. I'm still saying what he did was great, but you know.
Are you trying to say? What are you,
be a
are
real
you about
hero.
To Cam Newton him?
Are you downplaying him?
Why don't you?
Are you downplaying
I'm
this
kidding,
hero?
I'm kidding,
Why
I'm
do you
kidding.
And Cam Newton hate Brock?
No, don't you put that on me. I am kidding. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
He probably wasn't even close to the coyote.
It was probably all Debo. Debo probably. The offensive
line probably
did it.
I wish there was video of this. I love the videos you see on the gram where like there's like a rabid raccoon.
Clearly,
you're like, ah.
Clearly there's some B-roll somewhere. All right, don't forget W Sauce. Get up at WSauce.com. Find a bottle near you, including the Bloody Mary mix. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of... Not Mike's Mafia, but Squid Nation.
Let me just drop in one little nugget here. The anchor, she did say that her dog is huge and probably would have been fine. But it's still great that
no,
they said.
No, it was a chihuahua. I heard
this,
it.
Look, this is what the woman said. Her dog is huge.
Wow, she's a liar. She is wrong. It was
All right.
It was almost, it was the size of a squirrel, the dog was.
Let's get the truth. When it comes
probably
to mock drops.
Yep. Quit barked.
The official sound of Squid
All
Nation.
All right, when we come back here, we've got NFL and college football analyst and co-host at Sports Talk WWLAM-FM, Mike Dettillier, joining us here to break down the draft. That is next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The
Game. Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the Morning Shift, and we are going straight to the WadeForbes.com hotline. That is where we find NFL and college football analysts and co-hosts of some sports talk in New Orleans at WWLAM-FM. Mike Dettillier joining us here on the Morning Shift. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for stepping into enemy territory of sorts up here, man.
No problem. I'm sort of used to it.
Hey, Mike, the conversation we've kind of been having the last couple days, and what are we, 8 days away from the NFL draft. You got the quarterbacks kind of log jammed at the front, and then it seems like there's a run on receivers and all the mock drafts. Question I have for you off the top, if it's not a quarterback and not a wide receiver, who, in your opinion, is the best player in this draft that's not at those two positions?
You know, if you take away the quarterback and wide receiver, then it would be an offensive lineman. For me, it would be Joe Alt, the offensive left tackle from Notre Dame. He's not the most physical left tackle, but, man, he is a giant of a man, really good leverage skills, knows how to bend his knees really well and sort of moves you around and doesn't give up much in the pass. If you're trying to get a pass rush on him, good luck, because he sort of blocks out the sun. But his steering skills, his ability to steer that guy away from the quarterback, he does a great job. And, like, in my top 40, there are 26 offensive players out of my top 40.
Wow.
So every year it's a little bit differently, but you know, I've been doing this. It's almost 40 years. It really is tipped on the scales on the offensive side, and a lot of that happened to be. It's an outstanding year for offensive tackles. And the glamour position now in college football, high school football, is wide out. And so you're going to have a lot of wide receivers. In every draft class, this one's really good also.
Mike, are any of these edge rushers worth taking in the top 10 or top 12 picks? I mean, Latu, Turner, and Verse, and I know that they're all kind of different. They all kind of do different things, but are any of these guys worth a top 10 pick?
Well, I have one in my top 10, and that's Dallas Turner from Alabama. I think his skill set and ability to get off of a block, to use his arms and hands really well, I think is unique, that he's got some pass rush skills that are really good. Pete Jenkins and I, we've known each other for a long time. Pete has worked at the University of Alabama and helped Coach Saban with his defensive line, and he just raved about Dallas to me and his technical skills and his closing speed to the quarterback. And the fact, too, that and this is nothing against, because they weren't asked to do it, but like Jared Verse and Leatu, they weren't asked to drop back in the coverage part of the game. Dallas was. And so here you have a really unique athlete who can get after the quarterback, who's technically sound, and he got a fire in him. You know, he's pedaled to the metal. And you ask quarterbacks of the SEC about him, and they all kind of point, man, that guy, he got some meanness about him. I'd much rather have it than not have it in a player.
Hey, Mike, let me follow up that for just a second, because one of the conversations we've been having is I think Dallas Turner pretty much universally is known as the best defender in the draft, but is he the best edge rusher in the draft? I think, to your point, he can drop back into coverage, he can cover the flat, he kind of does a number of different things, he's the best defender, but is he the best edge rusher in the draft, I think is my question.
Leatu is the best technician. He's the best get-off-the-snap guy. My problem with him at times, he gets washed out when plays are run right at him. And secondly, man, the medicals with him. And that is always stuck in the back of my mind, that guys that have had that serious medical issue have a tendency to fall a little bit on draft day. Because, okay, you can say it's all good, you know, the doctor says it's good, but you always have that in the back of your mind. And I've had a few like that in my time that they start to take a little bit of a tumble, not a big one, but a little bit of one. And I think that's probably what's going to keep Latu out around the top 10 in round one.
Mike Dettillier joining us here on the Morning Shift on the WadeFord.com hotline in New Orleans. And, of course, he's with Sports Talk WWLAM-FM. hey, Mike. So, what you mentioned having Dallas Turner, he's your one guy, your own defensive guy in that top 10 there. Might he be falling to the Falcons, do you think?
I think Dallas Turner falls. I think he's the only defensive player that goes in the top 10. I think everything else is going to be quarterback, wide receiver, offensive tackle. With one exception and the wild card in all this, Brock Bowers, who could go 10 to the Jets. I think everything else is sort of eaten up by those three other positions. And so I think Turner is the one guy that could potentially be a top 10 pick. You know, for a lot of people in the league, and they brought this up and then talking to different scouts about it, if you're the Falcons, would you seriously think about if a team gets itchy for a certain player to maybe peel back five or six spots and maybe accumulate another early round pick or two and get the same guy at 13 as you would at 9?
Mike, obviously we're hyper-focused on what's going on with the Falcons and the draft and what they might do at 8, but obviously out of the corner of our eye, we're always keeping an eye on the Saints down there in New Orleans. What's going on with them, man? What are their targets? What are their needs as far as the draft goes sitting there at 14?
How long you got as far as needs?
I love hearing that, Mike. Wow. I love hearing
we
that.
We got all day for that, Mike.
Man, we got a while with that, but you know, right now, if I asked you, who are their starting offensive and left and right tackles?
It's,
no one could tell you.
Yeah.
Ryan Ramczyk is questionable if he'll ever play again. The knee injury is that severe with him. You didn't re-sign Andres Pete, who is still unsigned. So, I mean, now Trevor Penning, who they used the first-round pick on, he's been a major disappointment. And they were having people, they were picking off the street that were beating him out. So it's got to be offensive line for the Saints. That's a major point of contention here. And I think defensive tackle, wide receiver would probably be the other major needs. But this is a football club with a lot of holes in it, really a lot. And so offensive line to me is a major concern because it's not like you got an elite quarterback and you got a, they haven't had a running game in a couple years. And I understand why Sean Payton left.
Hey, Mike, real quick with these defensive backs, you got a couple of guys that have gotten some first round grades, Terrion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Nate Wiggins, and then Kool-Aid McKinstry is kind of somewhere around there. Who's your favorite of these defensive backs, these cornerbacks that are available on the draft starting on Thursday?
Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. His foot speed, his ability to mirror a wide out downfield, does a great job. He finds the football quickly in flight, and I think it's clear cut. He's the top corner in this draft class. I think Terrion Arnold would be the number two guy. I like his techniques. He's physical and run support. He's a good open field tackler. And, man, his ability to plant, drive real hard to the football is there. But Mitchell is the guy for me. I think he's not going to take long to figure out this league. He's got it. He's sharp as a cover cornerback. So he would be somebody I would have a lot of interest in the teens if you're picking 12, 13, 14. And that's also an area of need for the Falcons too, where, you know, if it was something out of the alignment of picking an edge rusher, Quinyon Mitchell is a heck of a pickup.
Mike, real quick, got about 30 seconds. Jaden Daniels, we've kind of had fun with the Brian Kelly soundbite of him saying, you know, for Washington. You know, he sounds very certain. Is it a slam dunk, though? Jaden Daniels headed to Washington. I know they're going to be visiting here later today.
Yeah, I think it is. Brian modeled up, let the cat out the bag. But I always thought he kind of fits what Cliff Kingsbury has had in the past at quarterback. Yeah. And it's his running skills, his ability to improv. He's gotten so much better on the deeper throws. I've always felt that most of the time quarterbacks aren't really good coming out of college because they don't like the layup throws, short throws, intermediates. It's just the opposite for Jaden. He was good with that. Where he wasn't good with what was the deeper throws. This year, he really worked at it, and he was a great deep ball thrower. So I think he ends up, too, going to the Commanders, and I just hope he learns how to slide.
Wow. Appreciate the insight.
Tell Bobby we said, hey, Mike.
I sure will. We have some fun in the evenings, him and I, so we have a good time on the air.
We do. Yeah. Well, we appreciate the insight, Mike. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That was NFL and college football analyst and co-host at Sports Talk, WWLAMMLAMFM in New Orleans, Mike Dettillier, joining us. You can follow him on X at Mike Dettillier. We'll be right back to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Yo!
Sports Radio 92.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.